the memory of sentimental verse, nothing in my purse, and chuckles when the preacher said, for better or for worse, how lovely it was.
And good evening. I'm John Pierce. This is Lehigh Valley Discourse, and this is our annual tribute to notables who have died during the past year. Unfortunately, we have to start off with two of our own here at WDIY. In July, the Lehigh Valley arts community lost a wonderful friend, Otto Bost. The folk dude suddenly died while he was on vacation visiting family in North Carolina. Otto was in the original lineup of radio programmers when WDIY went on the air in 1995. His talents as audio engineer, broadcast announcer, and live MC helped WDIY to sound great in its first decades. Otto produced and hosted the long-running Monday night folk show Acoustic Eclectic. He deftly interviewed, recorded, and presented many artists who came through the Lehigh Valley from 1995 through 2006. Otto became a weekly announcer and board operator for WDIY's broadcast of All Things Considered from NPR. And that's where I met him, mostly here. And I must say, Otto made this work of being on the air and controlling the board look so very easy. Otto Bost died in July, 1 month before his 56th birthday. Otto, rest in peace. Bob Cohen is the number two who died from WDIY. He's one of our most dedicated volunteers. He served on WDIY's board of directors from 1993 to 2004, the last 2 years as board president. Few people knew it, but Bob was instrumental in organizing our original team of classical music programmers in 1995. Bob Cohen arranged a meeting with all the top people from the local classical music community, heads of orchestras, choral groups, and college music. They recommended a dozen or so people who might be interested in being on-air hosts on WDIY Classics. Cohen himself continued to host shows on a fill-in basis and was one of the last of the class of 95. Bob Cohen died this month. Bob, rest in peace. And with me this evening is Francisco, coming to the Lehigh Valley all the way from San Francisco to help me remember those who have passed on. Francisco, welcome.
John, it's a pleasure to be here. As always, every year you do a great show, really remembering those people who have added a great deal of color to all of our lives. One of those people was singer George Michael. He's an English singer, songwriter, and record producer who rose to fame as a member of the music duo Wham. He was best known in the 1980s and 1990s with his style of post-disco dance pop, with best-selling songs such as Last Christmas and Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Michael sold more than 100 million records worldwide. He ranks among the best-selling British acts of all time, with Billboard magazine ranking him the 40th most successful artist ever to live. George Michael died on Christmas Day. He was 53. Natalie Marie.
Unforgettable. That's what you are.
Unforgettable. Though near or far.
Natalie Maria Cole was an American singer, songwriter, and actress. She was born and died in Los Angeles. The daughter of legendary Nat King Cole, she rose to musical success in the mid-1970s as an R&B artist with the hits This Will Be, Inseparable, and Our Love. In the 1990s, she re-recorded standards by her father, resulting in her biggest success, Unforgettable, with Love, which sold over 7 million copies and also won Cole numerous Grammy Awards. She sold over 30 million records worldwide. On December 31st, last year, Cole died at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles of congestive heart failure. She was 65.
Our next tribute goes to a local fellow named Carl Sterner. He was a visionary artist whose admiration for Easton sparked an arts renaissance in his adopted hometown. Sterner, born in Germany, became an internationally acclaimed sculptor, inspiring dozens of artists with his friendship, honesty, and passion for the truth, friends said. Sterner is memorialized in Easton by the Carl Sterner Arts Trail that opened along the Bushkill Creek in 2011. The 2.5-mile-long trail connects 3rd Street with the Simon Silk Mill redevelopment project along 13th Street. In tribute to Sterner's contributions, the Easton flag in Center Square was lowered to half-staff upon Sterner's death in Easton in February.
Bethlehem lost one of its mayors, Gordon Maurer, who is known as the Main Street Mayor, in part for preserving the historic downtown and positioning it to become a tourist destination. When elected in 1974, the 36-year-old Maurer became the city's youngest mayor and brought bold policy ideas to the office. He reversed the trend of demolishing old buildings as part of an urban renewal and pushed to restore Bethlehem's historic character. Honored in 2013 with a bronze plaque on Main Street for his efforts, Maurer is credited for ushering in Victorian lighting and slate sidewalks on Main Street. He also featured architectural details on buildings that historic district preservationists so diligently worked to protect. Former Bethlehem Gordon Maurer, mayor, died in July in Moravian Village Nursing Home after a battle with Parkinson's disease at the age of 80. Frank R. Fischel Jr. served as term as mayor of Allentown from 1978 to 1982. He was a former college football star and decorated Air Force pilot. Fischel of Allentown is survived by his wife, many years, Ann Fischel, 2 daughters, and a stepdaughter. Born and raised in Allentown, Fischel graduated from Allentown High School in 1945, and after 2 years in the Army, entered the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. At the Academy, he earned a place on the football team as a starting halfback and briefly played there for the legendary coach Vince Lombardi. Fischel graduated from West Point in 1951 and died in Allentown in October at the age of 89.
Ziggy played guitar, jamming good with Webb and Gilly and the Spiders from Mars. He played it left hand, but made it too far. Became the special man, then we were Ziggy's band.
Those are the sounds of the incomparable David Robert Jones, known to us as David Bowie, an English singer, songwriter, actor, and record producer. He was born in London and died in Manhattan. He was a figure in popular music for over 5 decades and was considered by critics and musicians as an innovator, particularly for his work in the 1970s. His career was marked by reinvention and visual presentation, and his music and stagecraft significantly impacted popular music. Bowie was inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1996. He died in Manhattan in January. He had just turned 69.
Monford Merrill Monty Irvin was born in Halesburg, Alabama, and died in Houston. He was left fielder and right fielder in the Negro Leagues and Major League Baseball. Irvin spent several seasons in Negro League Baseball. His career was interrupted by military service from 1943 to 45. When he joined the New York Giants, Irvin became one of the earliest African-American Major League Baseball players. He played in 2 World Series for the Giants. Irvin was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1973. He lived in a retirement community in Houston prior to his death in January. Monty Irvin was 97. Francisco Xavier Alarcón was born in Wilmington, California, and died in Davis, California. He was a Chicano and North American poet and educator. He was one of the few Chicano poets to have gained recognition while writing mostly in Spanish within the United States. His poems have been also translated into Gaelic and Swedish. Alarcón made many guest appearances at public schools so that he could help inspire and influence young people to write their own poetry, especially because he felt that children are natural poets. Growing up both in the United States and Mexico and experiencing both cultures helped shape the kind of writing he would create. Poet Francisco Alarcón died in Davis, California in January, 1 month shy of his 62nd birthday.
We also lost Abraham Charles Abe Vigoda, who was born in Brooklyn and died in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Actor Vigoda was known for a number of roles, especially his portrayals of Salvatore Tessio in The Godfather and Phil Fish in Barney Miller from 1975 to 1977 and Fish from 1977 to 1978. Vigoda was born, Abraham Charles Vigoda, the son of Jewish immigrants from Russia. His father was a tailor. Actor Abe Vigoda died in Woodland Park, New Jersey in January of natural causes. He was 94.
Is from across the room. Say I look nice when I'm not. Touch my hair as you pass my chair. Little things mean a lot.
Kitty Callan was an American popular music singer born in Philadelphia and died in Cuernavaca. Her career spanned from the 1930s to the 1960s to include the swing era of the big band years, post-World War II pop scene, and the early years of rock and roll. She performed with some of the most popular big bands of the 1940s, including those of Jimmy Dorsey and Harry James, before striking out on a solo career. She is widely known for her 1954 solo recording, Little Things Mean a Lot, a song that stayed at the U.S. number one spot for 9 consecutive weeks. Callan was voted most popular female singer in 1954 in both Billboard and Variety polls. She died in Cuernavaca in January at age 94.
Whether the day is bright or gray, give me your heart to rely on.
Bob Elliott was an American actor and comedian, one half of the comedy duo of Bob and Ray. He's most remembered by the character of Wally Ballou, a mild-mannered but indefatigable radio reporter. Elliott was born in Winchester, Massachusetts in 1923. On radio, he appeared in programs with his longtime partner, Ray Goulding. David Letterman said of the duo prior to one interview, "The funniest people in this country, these guys are also two of the keenest observers of the American scene and the finest interviewers in the business." On television, Elliott and Goulding hosted Bob and Ray, the show from 1951 to 1953. One of the funniest men on radio and TV, Bob Elliott, died in February. He was 92.
The United States courts lost Supreme Court Judge Antonin Scalia, an Associate Justice of the United States Supreme Court, who served from 1986 until his death in February of this year. Appointed to the High Court by President Ronald Reagan in 1986, Scalia was described as the intellectual anchor for the originalist and textualist position. Scalia was born in Trenton, New Jersey. He held a bachelor's degree from Georgetown University and obtained his law degree from Harvard Law School. He became a law school professor at the University of Virginia and later at the University of Chicago. President Reagan appointed Scalia to the Supreme Court, where he served for nearly 30 years. Justice Antonin Scalia, the first Italian-American to be a judge on the U.S. Supreme Court, died in Texas in February. He was 79 years old. We also lost Harper Lee, an American novelist widely known for To Kill a Mockingbird, which was published in 1960. Immediately successful, it won the 1961 Pulitzer Prize and has become a classic of modern U.S. literature. The novel deals with the irrationality of adult attitudes toward race and class in the Deep South of the 1930s, as depicted through the eyes of two children. The novel was inspired by racist attitudes in Lee's hometown in Alabama. She was also known for assisting her close friend Truman Capote in the research for his book, In Cold Blood. In February, novelist Harper Lee died at the age of 89 in Monroeville, Alabama, where she was born.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I've got seven women on my mind. Four that want to own me, two that want to stone me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.
The music world lost one of its legendary figures, that was founding member of the Eagles, Glenn Frey. A Detroit native, Frey met Don Henley when they were in their 20s, new to the music business. Soon after, they formed the Eagles with Randy Meisner and Bernie Leadon, quickly becoming one of the most popular rock bands of all time. Their hits include Take It Easy, Desperado, and Hotel California. Frey's death was caused by complications from rheumatoid arthritis and pneumonia. He died in New York City in January at the age of 67.
I gotta know if your sweet love is gonna save me. We may lose and we may win, but we will never be here again. So open up, I'm climbing in. So take it easy.
Nancy Davis Reagan was an American actress and the wife of the 40th President of the United States, Ronald Reagan. She was the First Lady from 1981 to 1989. Nancy Reagan aimed to restore a Kennedy-esque glamour to the White House following years of lax formality, and her interest in high-end fashion garnered much attention as well as criticism. She championed recreational drug prevention causes by founding the Just Say No Drug Awareness Campaign, her major initiative as First Lady. She had a strong influence on her husband and played a role in a few of his personnel and diplomatic decisions. After the White House years, Nancy Reagan devoted most of her time for 10 years to caring for her husband, who was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, until his death at the age of 93 in 2004. Reagan remained active in support of embryonic stem cell research until her death in March at age 94. Raymond Samuel Tomlinson is not a household name. He was a pioneering American computer programmer who implemented the first email program on the ARPANET system, the precursor to the Internet, in 1971. It was Tomlinson's idea to use the @ to separate the username from the name of his or her machine, a scheme which has been used in email addresses ever since. The Internet Hall of Fame, in its account of his work, comments, quote, "Tomlinson's email program brought about a complete revolution, fundamentally changing the way people communicate," end quote. Tomlinson is internationally known and credited as the inventor of email. Ray Tomlinson died at home in Lincoln, Massachusetts in March, likely of a heart attack. He was 74.
We lost Arthur Worth Bud Collins Jr., an American journalist and television sportscaster best known for his tennis commentary. A longtime sports writer for the Boston Herald, Collins was honored by the Associated Press sports editors, who awarded him with the Red Smith Award, which is the United States' most prestigious sports writing honor. In 1994, Collins was elected to the International Tennis Hall of Fame. He was inducted to the National Sportscasters and Sports Writers Association Hall of Fame in 2002. Collins's trademark, was donning of his bow ties and loud pants. Bud Collins died in March. He was 86. Paul Kantner was born and died in San Francisco. He was a guitarist, singer, and songwriter, known for co-founding Jefferson Airplane, a leading psychedelic rock band of the counterculture era, and its more commercial spin-off band, Jefferson Starship. Jefferson Airplane formed in 1965 when Kantner and Marty Balin met. Kantner eventually became the leader of Jefferson Airplane and led the group through its highly successful late 1960s period. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with other band members in 1996. Paul Kantner died in San Francisco in January. He was 74.
Good evening and welcome to Lehigh Valley Discourse. I'm John Pierce, along with my friend Francisco, who's helping me remember people who have died during the past year. I want to give a shout out to my brother, Tom, and his wife, Nancy, listening down in Virginia. He has been my best fan ever since I began at WDIY. And also a shout out to Jeff Black, who helped with our music, getting our music together. We also want to thank Dixon Lee, who provided a CD for this program. Thank you so much. Returning to people who have passed on this year, Gary Shandling was an American stand-up comedian, actor, director, writer, and producer. Born in Chicago, he grew up in Tucson, Arizona. He is best known for his television work in It's Gary Shandling Show and The Larry Sanders Show. Shandling began his career writing for sitcoms such as Sanford and Son and Welcome Back, Kotter. He made a successful stand-up performance on The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson and became a frequent guest host on the show. During his three-decade career, Shandling served as host of the Grammy Awards four times and as host of the Emmy Awards three times. Comedian Gary Shandling died in March in Los Angeles. He was 66. Morley Safer, the CBS newsman, changed war reporting forever when he showed U.S. Marines burning the huts of Vietnamese villagers and went on to become the iconic 60 Minutes correspondent, whose stylish stories on the U.S.'s most watched news program made him one of television's most enduring stars. Safer was in declining health when he announced his retirement in May. A huge presence on 60 Minutes for 46 years, Safer enjoyed the longest run of anyone ever had on primetime network television. Newsman Morley Safer died in May. He was 84.
The world lost Muhammad Ali, born Cassius Clay Jr., an American Olympic legend, professional boxer, and activist. He's widely regarded as one of the most significant and celebrated sports figures of the 20th century. From early in his career, Ali was known for being an inspiring, controversial, and polarizing figure both inside and outside the ring. At age 22 in 1964, he won the WBA and WBC heavyweight titles from Sonny Liston in an upset. Clay then changed his legal name from Cassius Clay, which he called his slave name, to Muhammad Ali. Ali was ranked as the greatest athlete of the 20th century by Sports Illustrated and the sports personality of the century by the BBC. Nicknamed the greatest, Muhammad Ali was stricken in later life by Parkinson's syndrome, which his physicians attributed to a brain injury from his days as a boxer. We lost Muhammad Ali in June at the age of 74.
Love me do.
Sir George Henry Martin was an English record producer, arranger, composer, conductor, audio engineer, and musician. He was referred to as the fifth Beatle in reference to his extensive involvement on each of the Beatles' original albums. His career spanned more than six decades of work in music, film, television, and live performance. He held a number of senior executive roles at media companies and contributed to a wide range of charitable causes. George Martin, the fifth Beatle, died in March in Wiltshire, England. He was 90.
Someone like you, love, love me do. You know I love you. I'll always be true. So love me
too. Gordon Gordie Howe was a Canadian professional ice hockey player. From 1946 to 1980, he played 26 seasons in the National Hockey League, his first 25 seasons spent with the Detroit Red Wings. Nicknamed Mr. Hockey, Howe is considered the most complete player to ever play the game and one of the greatest ice hockey players of all time. He continues to hold NHL records for most games and seasons played. Howe retired in 1971 and was inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame the next year. Hockey phenom Gordie Howe died in Sylvania, Ohio in June. He was 88. Patricia Sue Pat Summitt was an American college basketball head coach who, over the course of her career, accrued 1,098 career wins, the most in NCAA basketball history. She served as the head coach of the University of Tennessee Lady Vols basketball team from 1974 to 2012, before retiring at age 59 because of a diagnosis of early onset Alzheimer's disease. Basketball coach Pat Summitt died in June in Knoxville, home of the University of Tennessee. We lost her too soon. She was 64.
Buddy Ryan was a coach in the National Football League and American Football League. During his 35-season coaching career, Ryan served as a head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles and Arizona Cardinals and the defensive coordinator for the Chicago Bears and the Houston Oilers. He became the defensive line coach for the Minnesota Vikings, overseeing the Purple People Eaters, and then became the defensive coordinator for those historic Chicago Bears who went on to win the Super Bowl XX with their 46 defense, his invention. Ryan then was head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. He's the father to NFL coaches Rex Ryan and Rob Ryan. Coach Buddy Ryan died in June in Shelbyville, Kentucky. He was 85.
That face, that wonderful face, it shines, it glows all over the place. And how I love to watch it change expression.
Francis Wayne Frank Sinatra, professionally known as Frank Sinatra Jr., was an American singer, songwriter, and conductor. He was the son of singer and actor Frank Sinatra and his first wife, Nancy Sinatra. He was the younger brother of singer and actress Nancy Sinatra and older brother of television producer Tina Sinatra. He was born in Jersey City, New Jersey. The younger Sinatra, who was not technically a junior but was nonetheless known as Frank Jr. throughout his life, hardly saw his father, who was constantly on the road, either performing or working in films. By 1968, he had performed in 47 states and 30 countries, had appeared as a guest on several television shows, and had sung with his own band in Las Vegas casinos. During that time, he gained a reputation for rigorous rehearsals and demanding standards for his musicians. Starting in 1988, at his father's request, Sinatra placed his career on hold in order to act as his father's musical director and conductor. Frank Sinatra Jr. died in March in Daytona Beach, Florida, at the age of 72.
That fabulous smile, she laughs, and spring goes right out of style. And never will these eyes behold a sight that could replace that face, oh, that face, oh, that face, such grace.
Alvin Toffler was an American writer and futurist known for his works discussing modern technologies, including the digital revolution and the communication revolution, with emphasis on their effects on cultures worldwide. In 1970, Toffler's first major book about the future, Future Shock, became a worldwide bestseller and has sold over 6 million copies. He and his wife, Heidi Toffler, who collaborated with him for most of his writings, moved on to examining the reaction to changes in society with another best-selling book, The Third Wave, in 1980. In it, he foresaw such technological advances as cloning, personal computers, the internet, cable television, and mobile communication. Author Alvin Toffler, born in New York City, died in June in Los Angeles. He was 87. Elie Wiesel was a Romanian-born American Jewish writer, professor, political activist, Nobel laureate, and Holocaust survivor. He was the author of 57 books written mostly in French and English, including Night, a work based on his experiences as a prisoner in the Auschwitz and Buchenwald concentration camps. Along with writing, he was a professor of the humanities at Boston University, which created the Elie Wiesel Center for Jewish Studies in his honor. He helped establish the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, D.C. He was described as the most important Jew in America by the Los Angeles Times. Wiesel was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1986. He died in July in New York City. He was 87.
We lost John Joseph McLaughlin, an American television personality and political commentator. He created, produced, and hosted the political commentary series, The McLaughlin Group. He also hosted and produced John McLaughlin's One-on-One, which ran from 1984 to 2013. McLaughlin was born in Providence, Rhode Island. He grew up in a Roman Catholic family who were second-generation Irish Americans. He entered the Jesuit Order of the Roman Catholic Church in 1947 and was ordained as a priest in 1959, went on to earn two master's degrees, philosophy and English literature, from Boston College, and a PhD in philosophy from Columbia University. But John McLaughlin's fame came via television. He died in his home in Washington, D.C., in August of prostate cancer at the age of 89.
Wanna in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street. 'Cause we like living right and being free.
Merle Haggard was an American singer, songwriter, guitarist, fiddler, and instrumentalist. Along with Buck Owens, Haggard and his band, The Strangers, helped create the Bakersfield sound, which is characterized by the twang of Fender Telecaster and the unique mix with the traditional country steel guitar sound with new vocal harmony styles. Haggard's childhood was troubled after the death of his father, and he was incarcerated several times in his youth. He managed to turn his life around and launch a successful country music career, gaining popularity with his songs about the working class. Between the 1960s and 80s, he had 38 number one hits on the U.S. country charts. Haggard continued to release successful albums into the 2000s. Country singer Merle Haggard died on his 79th birthday in April at his ranch in Northern California, having recently suffered from double pneumonia.
Beads and Roman sandals won't be seen.
Jerome Silberman, better known as Gene Wilder, was an American film and theater comic actor, screenwriter, film director, and author. Wilder's first major role was as Leopold Bloom in the 1968 film The Producers, for which he was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor. This was the first in a series of collaborations with writer-director Mel Brooks, including 1974's Blazing Saddles and Young Frankenstein, which Wilder co-wrote. Wilder is known for his portrayal as Willy Wonka in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, a film from 1971. Wilder died in August at home in Stamford, Connecticut, of complications of Alzheimer's disease. He died listening to a favorite song of his, Over the Rainbow, sung by Ella Fitzgerald.
Phyllis Schlafly was an American constitutional lawyer and conservative activist. She was known for her staunchly conservative social and political views, her opposition to feminism, and her successful campaign against the ratification of the Equal Rights Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Three Phyllis Schlafly quotes. Feminism is doomed to failure because it is based on an attempt to repeal and restructure human nature. Sex education classes are like in-home sales parties for abortions. Our public school system is our country's biggest and most inefficient monopoly, yet it keeps demanding more and more money. Schlafly founded the conservative interest group Eagle Forum in 1972 and remained its chairman and CEO until her death in September. She was 92.
We lost Arnold Palmer, American professional golfer, who is generally regarded as one of the greatest players in the sport's history. Dating back to 1955, he won numerous events on both the PGA Tour. Nicknamed the King, he was one of golf's most popular stars and its most important trailblazer, the first superstar of the sport's television age, which began in the 1950s. Palmer was a Pennsylvania boy born in Latrobe. His social impact on behalf of golf was perhaps unrivaled among his fellow professionals. His humble beginning and plain-spoken popularity helped change the perception of golf as an elite upper-class pastime to a more populous sport, accessible to middle and working classes. Palmer was part of the Big Three in golf during the 1960s, along with Jack Nicklaus and Gary Player, who are widely credited with popularizing and commercializing the sport around the world. In a career that spanned more than six decades, he won 62 PGA Tour titles. Arnold Palmer died in September in Pittsburgh at the age of 87. That sound can only be from Prince, of course. Born as Prince Rogers Nelson, he was an American singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, record producer, and actor. He was a true musical innovator and is known for his eclectic work style, his flamboyant stage presence, extravagant dress and makeup, and wide vocal range. His music integrates a wide variety of styles, including funk, rock, R&B, new wave, soul, psychedelia, and pop. He sold over 100 million records worldwide, making him one of the best-selling artists of all time. Prince was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2004, the first year of his eligibility. He died from an overdose in his Paisley Park recording studio in his home, Minnesota, in April, at the age of 57.
Shimon Peres was an Israeli politician and the ninth president of Israel, in office from 2007 to 2014. Peres was elected to the Knesset in November 1959 and was in office continuously until 2007, when he became president, being in that role for another 7 years. At the time of his retirement in 2014, he was the world's oldest head of state. He was considered the last link to Israel's founding generation. His political career spanned nearly 70 years. Former Israeli President and Prime Minister Shimon Peres died in September. He was 93. Thomas Emmett Tom Hayden was an American social and political activist, author, and politician who was director of the Peace and Justice Resource Center in Los Angeles County, California. Known best for his major role as an anti-war, civil rights, and radical intellectual countercultural activist, Hayden was the former husband of actress Jane Fonda and the father of actor Troy Garrity. He served in the California State Assembly 1982 to 92. Tom Hayden died in October in Santa Monica, California. He was 76.
Janet Reno served as Attorney General of the United States from 1993 until 2001. She was nominated by President Bill Clinton in February 1993 and confirmed just a month later. She was the first woman to serve as Attorney General and the second longest serving Attorney General in U.S. history, after William Wirt. Reno held a Bachelor of Science degree from Cornell University and a law degree from Harvard University. She was born in Miami and died there in November at the age of 78.
Ehi, compare, ci vuoi suonare? Chi si suona un friscaletto? E come si suona un friscaletto? Un friscaletto, tipiti-tipiti-ta.
Julius LaRosa was an Italian-American traditional popular music singer who worked in both radio and television beginning in the 1950s. LaRosa was born in Brooklyn. He appeared as a regular on both the morning Arthur Godfrey Time and the Wednesday night variety show Arthur Godfrey and His Friends from 1951 to 53. With hit recordings and appearances on Godfrey's shows, LaRosa's popularity grew exponentially. At one point, his fan mail eclipsed Godfrey's, 7,000 fan letters a week. Then came the falling out with Arthur Godfrey. In October 1953, after LaRosa finished singing Manhattan on Arthur Godfrey Time, Godfrey fired LaRosa on the air, announcing, "That was Julie's swan song with us." Singer Julius LaRosa died of natural causes in May at his home in Crivitz, Wisconsin. He was 86.
Ehi, compare, ci va suonare, chi si suona la trombetta?
Gwendolyn L. Gwen Ifill was an American Peabody Award-winning journalist, television newscaster, and author. In 1999, she became the first African-American woman to host a nationally televised U.S. public affairs program with Washington Week in Review. She was the moderator and managing editor of Washington Week and co-anchor with Judy Woodruff of PBS NewsHour, both of which air on PBS. Ifill was a political analyst and moderated the 2004 and 2008 American vice presidential debates. Born in Queens, New York City, Gwen Ifill died in November in Washington, D.C. She was 61.
Walter Howard Hod O'Brien was an American jazz pianist. O'Brien was born in Chicago. He began playing jazz professionally in 1950. O'Brien played with many musicians through the years, including jazz singer Stephanie Nakajan, whom he eventually married. I met Stephanie and Hod 15 years ago when they performed at the Deerhead Inn in Delaware Water Gap. Hod O'Brien continued playing actively while he underwent treatment for cancer. The last time I saw Hod was in October at a concert in Lincoln Center Jazz in New York City, where his daughter, Veronica Swift, performed. O'Brien died at the age of 80 in November, 16 days before his daughter sang in her senior recital at the University of Miami. Hod O'Brien, rest in peace.
Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday,
Gary Marshall, we lost him this year as well. He's known for creating Happy Days and various spin-offs. He also adapted Neil Simon's 1965 play The Odd Couple for television and directed the films Pretty Woman, Runaway Bride, Valentine's Day, New Year's Eve, Mother's Day, The Princess Diaries, and The Princess Diaries II Royal Engagement. Marshall's family included his two sisters, the actress-director Penny Marshall, and the television producer Ronnie Hallen. A graduate of Northwestern University, he is considered one of the giants of television production. Gary Marshall died in July in Burbank, California, of pneumonia at the age of 81.
Ralph Branca is up next. Now, if you're not a baseball fan, you're asking Ralph who? But for big-time baseball fans, Ralph Branca was a professional pitcher who played 12 seasons in Major League Baseball from 1944 through 1956. He played for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Detroit Tigers, and New York Yankees. He was a three-time All-Star. What Branca will always be remembered for, in 1951, he allowed a walk-off home run to New York Giants' Bobby Thompson, known as the shot heard round the world. The Brooklyn Dodgers' season ended at that moment, and the rival Giants went to the World Series. Pitcher Ralph Branca died in Rye, New York, in November. He was 90. Fidel Castro was a Cuban revolutionary and politician who governed the Republic of Cuba from 1959 to 2008. Politically a Marxist-Leninist and Cuban nationalist, he also served as the first secretary of the Communist Party of Cuba from 1961 until 2011. Under his administration, Cuba became a one-party socialist state. Industry and business were nationalized, and state socialist reforms were implemented throughout society. Two quotations by Castro. They talk about the failure of socialism, but where is the success of capitalism in Africa, Asia, and Latin America? I find capitalism repugnant. It is filthy, it is gross, it is alienating because it causes war, hypocrisy, and competition. Fidel Castro died in November. He was 90.
Several days ago, the world lost actress Carrie Fisher, daughter of renowned entertainers Debbie Reynolds and Eddie Fisher. She was brought up in the sometimes tumultuous world of film, theater, and television, and is perhaps best known for her role as Princess Leia in Star Wars. Fisher had problems herself with alcohol and was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. She became an advocate for mental health. She was flying from London to Los Angeles last Friday when she went into cardiac arrest. She died later in the hospital. Carrie Fisher died a few days ago at the age of 60.
And one day after that, her famous mother, Debbie Reynolds, died. We don't have music for Debbie, but I promise our listeners that 1 year from now, when we do our tributes again, we will play Tammy.
I think that's a fitting tribute, John.
Her big hit. And of course, she was Debbie Reynolds was the triple threat of dancing, singing, and acting. And how we miss both of them. A big shock to the entertainment world. John Glenn was an American aviator, engineer, astronaut, and United States Senator from Ohio. In 1962, he became the first American to orbit the Earth, circling three times. I remember where I was that month, in Besançon, France, doing my junior year abroad. Upon the news of Glenn's space flight, my dear French mother, Maman Leclerc, exclaimed, "Vive l'Amérique!" Glenn was one of the Mercury 7 group of military test pilots selected in 1959 by NASA to become America's first astronauts. Astronaut and Senator John Glenn died in Columbus, Ohio this month. He was 95.
Now I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you?
Leonard Cohen was a Canadian singer, songwriter, musician, poet, novelist, and painter. His work mostly explored religion, politics, isolation, sexuality, and personal relationships. Cohen was inducted into both the Canadian Music Hall of Fame and the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame, as well as the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Cohen pursued a career as a poet and novelist during the 1950s and early 1960s, and did not launch a music career until 1967 at the age of 33. He had a distinctive voice that was instantly recognizable. Leonard Cohen died in November in Los Angeles. He was 82.
You needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you.
Zsa Zsa Gabor was a Hungarian-American actress and socialite. Her sisters were actresses Eva and Magda Gabor. Gabor began her stage career in Vienna and was crowned Miss Hungary in 1936. She emigrated from Hungary to the United States in 1941, becoming a sought-after actress with the European flair and style. She was considered to have a personality that exuded charm and grace. Outside her acting career, Gabor was known for her extravagant Hollywood lifestyle, her glamorous personality, and her many, many marriages. In total, Gabor had 9 husbands, including hotel magnate Conrad Hilton and George Sanders. 3 choice quotations from Zsa Zsa Gabor. I never hated a man enough to give him his diamonds back. I am a marvelous housekeeper. Every time I leave a man, I keep his house. A man in love is incomplete until he is married. Then he's finished. Zsa Zsa Gabor, born in Budapest, died this month in Los Angeles. She was 99.
K-Star was born Catherine Laverne Starks in Dorothy, Oklahoma. Her father, Harry, was a full-blooded Iroquois Indian, and her mother, Annie, was Irish. Because finances were tight during the Depression years, Kay's mother began raising chickens in a hen house behind their home, and it was here that Kay first began singing at the age of 9. Each day when she returned home from school, she would give concerts to the chickens as they sat in their roosts. As a successful singer in her adult years, Kay Starr considered herself a saloon singer, each song telling a story. Pop singer Kay Starr died in November in Beverly Hills, California. She was 94.
I'll not dream of winning fortune or even fame while the wheel is turning, turning, turning.
The world of medicine lost Henry Judah Heimlich, an American surgeon and medical researcher. He is widely credited as the inventor of the Heimlich maneuver, a technique of abdominal thrusts for stopping choking, described in emergency medicine in 1974. He also invented the MicroTrach portable oxygen system for ambulatory patients and the Heimlich chest drain valve, or flutter valve, which drains blood and air out of a chest cavity. Physician Henry Heimlich, born in Wilmington, Delaware, died this month in Cincinnati. He was 96.
I've been so many places in my life and time. I've sung of songs, I've made some bad rhymes.
Leon Russell was an American musician and songwriter who was involved with numerous best-selling pop music records over the course of his 60-year career. His genres included pop, rock, blues, country, bluegrass, standards, gospel, and surf records. As a pianist, Russell played in his early years on albums by the Beach Boys and Jan and Dean. In 2011, he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Musician Leon Russell, born in Oklahoma, died in November in Tennessee. He was 74.
Need you please see through me? Called Will Long now and I'm singing this song to you.
Our next tribute is for Craig Sager, an American sports reporter covering an array of sports from 1981 until the year of his death, 2016, for CNN and his sister stations TBS and TNT. Sager is best known for having worked as a sideline reporter who paced the floors of the National Basketball Association, as he invariably sported a specimen from his vast collection of preposterously garish jackets and suits. He was a 2016 inductee to the Sports Broadcasting Hall of Fame. Only months later, Northwestern alumnus Craig Sager, born in Batavia, Illinois, died in Atlanta. He was 65.
Here's a story.
That Brady Bunch theme music is a tribute to Florence Henderson, American actress and singer with a career spanning six decades. She is best remembered for her starring role as the matriarch Carol Brady on the ABC sitcom The Brady Bunch from 1969 to 1974. Henderson also appeared in film as well as on stage and hosted several long-running cooking and variety shows over the years. She was a contestant on Dancing with the Stars in 2010. Henderson hosted her own talk show, The Florence Henderson Show, and cooking show, Who's Cooking with Florence Henderson? Actress Florence Henderson, born in Dale, Indiana, died on Thanksgiving Day in Los Angeles of heart failure at the age of 82.
Well, that does it for our tributes to those who have passed on this year. We couldn't get to everyone, but we wanted to hit some of the very famous notables. And again, I thank Francisco for coming all the way from San Francisco to join me for our broadcast. Thanks so much.
It's always a pleasure. Happy New Year to all. And again, a loving tribute to all of those who we lost this past year.
And indeed, from all of us here at WDIY to all of our listeners, we wish you happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa, and Happy New Year. The time is 6:59, and this concludes this edition of Lehigh Valley Discourse. I'm your host, John Pierce. So good to have you with me this evening. Let's go out with Thanks for the Memories.
Thanks for the memory of sentimental verse, nothing in my purse, and chuckles when the preacher said, for better or for worse.
How lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of Schubert's serenade, little things of jade, and traffic jams and anagrams and bills we never paid.
How lovely it was. We who could laugh over big things.